You can see in front of you a hallway in your mind. And as you look down the hallway, you can see a door. That door is a door to a room of your own choosing, in which you will feel safe and comfortable. And as you come closer to the end of the hallway, you can see the door more clearly. The door will keep out all of the negative messages, all negative words, all negative behaviors you have perceived from your world as a child, which made you feel bad about yourself. There is no room here for such negative messages. I would like you to look at the door very carefully. Even the doorknob, and understand that this is a room of your own choosing in which you will feel safe and comfortable. Early positive messages and experiences enter, but all negative messages must stay outside. And now I want you to open that door and walk in, and close the door behind you, and look around the room. This room is safe, and you can visit this room anytime you choose, just by closing your eyes. Look around and enjoy what you see here. I would like you in this safe room. Some place in the room where you will be comfortable and can listen carefully to everything I will say to you. There is a life energy inside of you. It is unique to you. It is your life energy, not anyone else's. It is the energy which you came from. Life energy only has one purpose, and that is to help you reach your potential as an individual. It is protective, it is healing, and since it is healing and protective, it is therefore loving. I want you to experience that life energy of yours by feeling a light above your head. A light from which comes a warm stream of energy. And this energy surrounds you like an imaginary cocoon. Soft and pliable, and it lets you move around within it. Yet it protects you like a cocoon. Feel that life energy also penetrating every cell of your body, surrounding you, penetrating every cell of your body. This is your life energy. This is the energy from which you will derive your charisma. Your charisma accomplishes two purposes. Your charisma protects you from negativity, and it draws others to you. The life energy from which your charisma is derived represents your true self, your natural self, your essence. It belongs to no one but you. It is protective, it is healing, and therefore loving. Within that life energy, there are no negative messages. It is free from negative messages. Negative messages cease to exist here. Feel the protective, positive energy surging through every cell in your body now, surrounding and protecting you. And realize that from this energy, you draw your charisma. You can pull your charisma out from this energy and share it with the world. Imagine now your charisma coming from this energy. You can make it any color you want. Give it a color now. Give it a form now. Realize that it can change forms. Perhaps sometimes it is a sword from which you cut right to the heart of all social matters, drawing attention to yourself, attention that you deserve, positive attention. Perhaps sometimes it is a shield protecting you from negative people and their words. Perhaps sometimes it is a race car. Fast, swift, it knows its destination. It knows how to get there, and it acts as a vehicle to take you there. Your life energy has sometimes been expressed within you. Perhaps it's a still inner voice. Many of us have ignored that voice within ourselves when we have heard it. When we have heard our own life energy talking, words of wisdom inside us that we don't always listen to. But these words are really there to protect us. That still inner voice is a nurturing part of you, and that nurturing part is an entity. It exists because it is a kind of spokesperson, a spokesperson for that energy within you, for that healing, powerful energy, for that essence which is you. That nurturing part of you is capable of healing both mind and body. It is capable of healing and helping those parts of your body that may be unhappy, that don't feel good about themselves. It is possible for that nurturing self to seek out other parts of you that are not happy and help them become happier, help them become more worthwhile in their own eyes, and very importantly, to help them feel loved from inside rather than outside. And to help this process, it is worthwhile for you to think about that nurturing part within you and perhaps to visualize that process going on. Do this as you go about your daily business. Visualize the process of that nurturing part of you helping out those parts of you that are not as happy inside. And doing this loving process in a way that comes naturally to you. In your mind's eye, as you continue to do this, think about the nurturing part of you. And stimulate that aspect of you, and it will become stronger within you, because in order to have charisma that you derive from your life energy, you must make sure that all parts of you are happy and have been attended to. This process will become easier and easier for you. By approaching this process in this way, you make sure that the charisma you project to the outside world is an honest and stable and lasting energy. A very honest, stable, and lasting energy. An energy that is more than skin deep. An energy that comes from your core, from the very core of your being, from the core of who you are and what you stand for. By doing this healing process on a regular basis, you will ensure that when you project your charisma from your life energy, it is rock solid through and through and unstoppable. So as your healing progresses, you will come to feel better about yourself and stronger and more self-confident and therefore happier. And when you feel happier and better about yourself, the world will respond to you in a more positive way. So imagine yourself now in a social situation in which you want to use your charisma. Imagine it taking a shape from your life energy. Your life energy gives it a shape. Anything you choose. And now you will use that energy in the form you have chosen. See yourself using your energy, using your charisma, which is derived from your life energy. See yourself influencing people. See yourself getting what you want. See yourself standing tall and firm. Regardless of your height, regardless of your weight, you stand tall and firm. It is as if you tower above everyone else where you are, because your charisma is so powerful, it allows you to do this. And day by day, you will become better and better at using your charisma, at choosing a shape for it, whether offensively or defensively. And then putting that shape to good use. And this will become easier and easier for you day by day. So I want you to practice every day for at least the next few weeks, taking your life energy, choosing a shape for it, and then using that charisma in that shape. And with practice and diligence and belief in yourself, very soon, charisma will be automatic for you. You have created a safe place in your mind, a room which blocks out negativity, and a cocoon which further protects you, where you can channel your life energy. So bring it into your everyday life. And soon there will be no need to think about all of this. No need to think about form or shape or the cocoon. It will just be automatic. You will automatically have what you need offensively and defensively, or both, in every situation in your life. and you will always have this for the rest of your life. So congratulations on your powerful choice to tap into your life power and use your true charisma. And now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. Good. Now realize that power as being like a ball of energy which you must direct. Motivation happens when you direct the ball of energy that you have within you on a specific target. So as I am silent now, imagine directing the ball of powerful motivational energy you have within you, directing it on a target, a goal that you have. Good. And now, as I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved. You begin to realize the true power you have and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. The feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are as you recall that you belong here, you have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here. And this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence as you now feel good about being yourself. You are glad that you were born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now as I am silent and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth. And really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success. And so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now, just like you felt when you were a child, and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. You realize there is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. Good. And you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. You never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. Good.